Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR, HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. Sharky Zartman here, and I am honored to have Linda McKenzie on the show. Now, Linda is a multi-book author, radio host, world-renowned psychic and hypnotherapist, and the founder and general manager of HealthyLife.net. That's this network! And she has appeared on hundreds of radio shows, almost all network cable TV channels, and in several award-winning documentaries. And today, she will talk about her newest book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss, and also share her journey as a psychic. And so, welcome, Linda.
Hey, Sharky. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I am just, this is the first time I've ever had the pleasure to interview you. And so, I really am truly honored. And there's so much that we could talk about. But today, we will focus on your new book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss, which is very timely since a lot of people had weight as one of their New Year's resolutions, and most of them have already given up. So I know you can motivate them to continue with a new holistic perspective, which I wholly agree with. But before we go there, I remember a while back when you shared your story about how you found out that you had psychic abilities. So can you share a little bit of that with us?
Well, it's a long, long time ago. I was about 8 years old, and I was meeting my dad at the bus stop, because I used to meet him when he came home from work. And it was a long hill down the road, and I lived in the city, so there wasn't very much nature around, although in Staten Island there was a little bit more than normal. And there was this large field that, a house had been on, and it was no longer there. And so that was like our big park, this one little lot. And I remember, my father did not get off the bus or the second bus, so I decided to start walking home. And I stopped in the field, and I looked up, and I saw God. And, of course, I was Catholic, raised Catholic, so God wasn't going to be the light or, whatever anybody thinks of it. He came to me as an old man with a white beard up there in the sky. And I immediately felt my whole body quicken with a white light that was filled every cell of my body. And I don't know how long I stayed there. It might have been 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But I felt my whole system change. And I didn't quite know what it was because I was 8. And then the next day when I went to school, as I was walking, home, an angel came by and it said, "Don't go this way," And I said, "Well, I don't want to go around the block. I mean, it's a long, it's a longer way for me to walk." And they said, don't go this way. Go around the block. So, I did another path home. And it was then next day we found out that there was a murder at the exact time, at the exact space, wow, if I had been there. And so over a period of many years, by the time I was 15, I read every metaphysical book in the New York Public Library. And I had been dealing with many different kinds of psychic ability. There's actually 17 different kinds of psychic ability, which I have them all. And I studied it, and now I'll be almost 75 this year, so I guess I am going to be 75, not almost, but I think it's there. So I've been using it for a very long time, so I've got lots of stories and lots of things. But I am very God-based. I'm not from the planet Altair. I'm not from the universe. Mm-hmm. I just, I'm very much aligned with God and, do readings and seminars and lectures and been on TV for it and did documentaries and all sorts of stuff on that. Yeah.
Right, right. I just can't believe you were 8 years old when that happened. That's amazing. Were you scared?
No.
No? You weren't scared at all?
No. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I have such a deep, unshakable faith in God that I never get scared. I mean, I get scared on different things, but not from psychic stuff, because I feel like I'm always led to where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I feel like I'm in God's light, there's really, sometimes I have to use my own stuff, but I feel like I'm always protected and doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Have you had any experiences with the dark side?
Yes, many times.
And was that scary?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I fought the devil twice.
Oh, God.
Okay, and that's the toughest. It was very interesting. I'll tell you a little story about the Vogue Theater. I was part of the International Society for Paranormal Research, where they were studying me as well as ghosts for about 15 years. And my energy is a little different. Most psychics are electrical energy. My energy is more electromagnetic. So I have a lot more healing capability, and things are magnetically drawn to me rather than me going to them. So it's a little different. And they used to like... we used to host a lot of ABC, NBC, and all these studio people always wanted to see ghosts. And we were doing a 5-year study at the Vogue Theater about ghosts, and which we were going to let, we did eventually let them all pass over. But they were studying them and being friends with them and figuring out different things. And they liked me to take the people around, you know, from the studios and the camera people, because the ghosts like me. You know, so they'd always, they'd always come out. So there was this one time, though, and so I'll tell you a funny story, and then I'll tell you the hard story. So the funny story is that there was a guy, a cameraman, that had died up in the screening room, and his name was Fritz, and Fritz didn't like anybody, and so he would always show up and scare people, you know, if they were up there and it was dark or whatever. And I just looked at it, I say, Fritz, come on, you know, I wasn't, you know, because,
yeah,
you know, somebody who dies is not, you know, is the same as they were when they were here on Earth. It's not like they get immediately, you know, enlightened. I mean, they, mm-hmm, they know a little bit more, but you are what you are, and you're still growing on the other side. So anyway, so the people would come in and they'd always want to see Fritz. And so I would say Fritz, and he would just, he'd just have his head show. Okay. He'd just show his face. Okay. And then they'd say, oh, this was all, you know, canned. And I said, okay. I said, let's turn on the lights, you know, and go find and see if there's any wires or any projection screens. Go take a look. You guys are in the business. You know what to do. And they kind of looked around and whatever. And I'd say, okay. I said, okay, so now that you've done that and you're satisfied, where would you like Fritz to be? And they said, what? And I said, just tell me where, and I'll ask him if he'll go over there. And he goes, okay, go in that corner. I say, Fritz, and Fritz would show up. And they go, oh. And so, you know, so it was really hysterically funny. But he would only do that for me. So I was down trying to, on the second floor, because I was by the screening room, which was high up. And so I was on the first floor, and I was with Ron Kilgore, who was with another radio host on a huge station. And he actually was the son of a minister, and he was with me. He was filming me and filming everything going on. And we walked downstairs, and there was this black entity that I could not see through. I mean, literally, it was like this black veil that couldn't see through. So normally I can just break it up. You know, I can just energetically, because everything is energy. So mm-hmm. if you understand energy and you understand that there's 11 energy zones that we have to go through to figure out what's what and how to use it and what to do with it. And this thing was not moving. As a matter of fact, the more that I would try and physically hit it, you know, saying with light, you know, I was trying to use light from my hands, trying to hit it and break it up, the more it started to grow, and it started to grow more and more with the force that I was giving it. So at that moment, I said to Ron, get these people out of here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm standing there, and I didn't expect him to come back. So he came back and stood in back of me, because he saw it, and he was scared. And I was sitting there going, how am I going to handle this? Because it was growing and growing and growing. And I had never seen anything like it. And he, and then finally, I was trying to hit it. And then I just said, hey, God, Jesus, are you around? He goes,
help.
use your love. And I realized at that moment that love was the most powerful weapon of all. And so what I did was I used the love from my heart, and I took that love and I imagined that beam going into that black veil, and as much love as I could figure it for it. And it was so evil, though, there was an evil resonance from it, that I couldn't really use my own love because it wasn't enough. So I said, God, help me. And God put his love down into my head, out my heart, as long with mine. And it burst up into fragments.
Wow.
And Ron was watching it, and he caught it all on camera. Okay. So in those cases, I get a little nervous because I don't know what to do. But I always know that I will stand for truth and love and God. So, you know, if there's something there, I'm not going to run from it. So, no. Yeah. So there's many things I've done like that in many
wow.
ways. I've fought many different kinds of groups and all sorts of pretty bad people, and
yeah.
I'm still standing at 75.
Good for you. You know, when you were talking about that, I was thinking, have you ever witnessed or done an exorcism?
Yes.
You have.
Yeah, many of them, as a matter of fact. What happens, it's not really an exorcism because it's just energy. As far as, there's a lot of different kinds of things, you know, that are out there. There's not just the devil. There's kind of, but most people are not going to hit with devils or demons or any of that. They don't want that because you probably don't have enough energy that they want, okay? So most of that times when you're, ghosts shouldn't scare you. Just tell them to go away. They have to go away. Okay.
Okay.
There's no reason to do that. So, you know, so there's been a lot of times that I've found that. One of the things that I recently did about a year ago, there was a shaman that was, a friend of mine came and said that, she knew that there was a lot of, young girls and women that he was abusing in this shamanic practices. He would put them into trance and then sexually abuse them.
Oh, wow.
And she said, can you get rid of it? So I said, yeah, bring them in. So, you know, so I did about 5 or 6 girls, and this shaman was very powerful. And he actually, I have I have little talisman and things that are important to me. Like, for example, I have a cross that is blessed by Pope John Paul. You know,
mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, little things that I feel that helped protect me. Well, he ripped it right off my neck. And I was sitting at home and watching television, and he ripped it. He was so annoyed with me for me taking away these women from him and breaking the energy from him that he stole the thing. And I could see it clearly that it was on his altar there in Culver City. It was just on this altar. And I was really annoyed because I really wanted it back. And it was, so I just pretended I didn't want it, because that's how you have to do these things. You have to just let it go. And finally, what I ended up doing was I just got annoyed with God, and I said, you know, I do a lot for you. Can you just get me my cross back? And right before my eyes, right in front of my bed, the cross appeared.
Man.
So there's a lot of different things out there, but you can't be afraid of it, because, you know, if you keep positive and have positive thoughts and positive energies, you know, you're going to coast through life. And all these nasty little things, if you're positive, if you do not fear, and fear is only comes from the fear of death or the fear of loss, which is silly, because we know that there's life on the other side, and we come in with nothing, we go out with nothing. So, fear is really an illusion and just a growth process. For example, you know, when we start to fear something, we should go right ahead and do it. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Because, the only thing that to fear is fear itself, right? Because that's an old saying. And it's true. So, you know, fear is only there to show us what we have to overcome so that we can get to our best selves. So that's what that is, you know. Anyway, that's more stories, you know. So.
Wow. Well, I'll bet you have a lot of stories.
I do.
I remember when we were in New York and we were driving past these houses, and you said that you could see some you know, beans outside the house, and I couldn't see anything. I'm going, what?
Well, it's interesting. So once you understand how energy works, there are no secrets in the universe. So if you think you're hiding something from someone, a psychic who is really good or anyone that understands energy can go up into the universal consciousness and pick out that or ask somebody about it. So there are no secrets. So always try and do the right thing all the time so you don't have to look over your shoulder.
Okay. I'll take that advice. That's good advice. Alrighty, well, let's talk a little bit about your new book. And I know that you have several books, and you probably have more coming because you've written two books in 2 years. And so, but this new one, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. You don't have a weight problem and probably never have. And so what inspired you to write this book?
Well, there's a little story behind the book. I originally made tapes to help people back in 2007. And the tapes actually help people lose weight anywhere from 15 to 100 pounds in 3 months without dieting, without any conscious thought of losing the weight. And we tested it out. The Olympic Committee actually reviewed the tapes, and I won many awards for it. And it's been used in acupuncture clinics, mostly in India and China. They've been buying the tapes for many years. But what I never did a book on it. And I was, you know, I had three books out, and then last year I did my fourth book, Symbols of You, and now I did this one for two reasons. One is I got really annoyed about these new weight loss drugs. Okay, I mean, they're anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a month, and you have to keep doing them over and over again to lose any weight. And if you stop it, then you again get the weight back on. Okay, and the problem is that it's so new that they're now just getting some lawsuits on, they're getting colon blockages, they're having stomach paralysis where they cannot, you no longer can chew up your own food. Okay, mm-hmm. It's done. Okay? And then they're also getting thyroid cancer, and that's just in the last couple of months that they know what's going on with it. And so I said, you know, I do not want people to do this, and there's natural ways of doing it. And so I wrote this book. And the audiobook will be coming out sometime in February this year. And so I have an ebook and a regular book so that you use your mind to transform your body. And it's all using visualization techniques that are very unique. It took me 2 years to write the program. And there's keys to weight loss in it and all sorts of stuff. But that's why I wrote the book, because I want to help people. And people can lose a weight without dieting. And it becomes, it's self-hypnosis, you know, and visualization. And that's pretty much what it is.
Okay, well, how does the spirit work into this weight loss?
That's the desire to lose the weight.
The desire.
Yeah, in this case, it's the desire to lose the weight. Okay, but it's also, what happens is that when a lot of times we don't know why we're holding on to weight, right? I mean, we just don't know. Sometimes we know, sometimes we don't. And so what we have to do to really make weight loss work is to make a total commitment. So we have to find out what's going on in our body that's making us retain the weight. And there's a whole plethora of things that could be happening. You could be taking pharmaceutical drugs. You could be taking Prozac that gains weight. You know, you could be smelling gas fumes. Gas fumes just driving your car every day can increase your weight because your body is using fat cells, and 30% of our fat cells are there for our immune system. So we have to look at a body to do that. Then we have to look at the mind. Is there something in our mind that's stopping it? For a lot of times, women that have been sexually abused when they were children will gain weight because they want to unconsciously look unattractive so that nobody will touch them. You see? So there's a lot of mind games that we play. Or a woman that her husband says, you better be skinny. You better be skinny. Well, then the woman will definitely want to hold on the weight, not because she wants to hold on to the weight, but she's going to get them one way or another. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of mind stuff that goes in. And then spiritually, we may have things that, you know, our desire is not really there to lose the weight on a commitment level. So the very first part of the book takes you through facing yourself on all three levels. You are sitting there and you're facing yourself and you're asking yourself and you're asking to remember, what is it, mind, that you're doing that's making me hold on to the weight? What is it, spirit? What do I need to lose this weight? And what body, what do you need? Do you need chocolate? I mean, maybe you need, you probably don't, but you know, although dark chocolate helps your heart. So you make this mind spirit integration in the beginning so that you make a total commitment to weight loss. And once you've had that commitment and understand, truth is very funny, you know, when you hear it, you cannot deny it because it will just hit you again and again and again until you get it. So, you know, once you hear this truth, then you'll make the total commitment.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to know a little bit more about the visualization and how it works. All right?
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back with more Pep Talk and Linda McKenzie right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Linda McKenzie, and we're talking about her new book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. So welcome back, Linda.
Thank you.
And, you know, I love this holistic approach. It seems like a lot of people just focused on just the body when they're trying to lose weight and their diet and exercise, and that's pretty much it, and weighing themselves every day, right? See if it's happening. And so, but you go a lot further, and so you talk about the four stresses that are the major culprits to weight gain. What are they?
Okay. Well, the first one is nutritional stress, and that's because your body's not getting the right nutrients, right? So how that affects weight gain is that if you don't get the right nutrients, your body doesn't process food correctly. For example, after the age of 35, I was owner of a vitamin company for 8 years, manufacturing company, so I know a lot about nutrients and vitamins and supplements like that. But at the age of 35, you start losing your digestive enzymes. So your fats and your milk and your lactose and all those stuff doesn't break down so quickly. So, you know, perhaps you should be taking some dietary, you know, digestive aids to help you digest. So there's a lot of things that could happen where your body's not processing food correctly. Then there's emotional stress, right? And that's eating for the wrong reasons or you're holding on to the weight. And what that does to weight gain when you have emotional stress, it helps to develop cravings. It makes food dependency and overeating. You'll find a lot of psychics will be heavy. You know, I'm not, but there's a lot of psychics that are, and it's because they're not using the energy right, and they're expending so much energy that after a reading or after something else, they're shoving food in their mouth to get their energy back. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I'm doing a reading, you know, I go direct to God and He takes care of it. I'm just relaying messages, you know, so I'm not, you know, really involved in the process except to make sure that everything is okay. And then you have physical stress, and that's where you're not getting enough exercise. I mean, exercise is the number one thing that you have to do. You know, I do yoga with you, actually, and I love it. And yoga is the only thing that really gives you flexibility and strength at the same time. And then I do weights and I do aerobics and I try and walk and do things like that as well so I can get the muscle tone and keep my bones strong, you know. Which is great because at 75 I'm on no medication and I'm in pretty good shape and, you know, I don't think I look 75. I'm looking. I got a funny story. I kept telling my daughter, I said, she's 50, you know, I said, you know, I look as old as you. And she said, she says, Mom, and I said, no, look. And then I got my cataracts done. And I could finally see clearly because I said, God gives us cataracts so we really don't have to see all those wrinkles in our face. And I said to Lisa, I says, you're right. I don't look like you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I look good for my age.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's all there is. And then there's environmental stress, which most people do not even realize that is putting weight on. That's outside pollutants and food and drug pollutants, artificial colorings, flavorings, fast food, all that processed food, you know, all this GMO bioengineered foods like this fake meats and fake stuff. They're adding stuff into that that is putting fat on your body. And never mind the pesticides in every cell of the plant that we're eating that with these that in plants that are not organic. Think about it. If you were to eat pesticide, take a spoonful of Roundup, wouldn't your body want to put some fat on you so that you can seal that pesticide and try and get it out of your body? Because that's what fat, 30% of our body fat does, mm-hmm. is to protect our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the four types of stress. And so environmental stress actually slows down the food process and digestion and all the other body processes, the lymph nodes, the, you know, thyroid, all of that all comes together. So we have to figure out how to stop the stress. And that's what this weight loss book does. It gives you a thinking thin meditations, but it also tells you to do, in less than 30 minutes a day, you can do this. And it has a stress meditation so that you can actually just do, you know, one is 5 minutes a day, a thin and the stress is like 5 minutes and then whatever. And you do that and it helps you to relieve the stress, which helps you heal, which mind transforms your body.
Okay. Do you recommend any supplements?
Everybody is different.
Right.
Okay. And that's the whole thing. People think, I can tell you that if you are a young person that is 102 pounds at 4'11", right? And you go and take a vitamin, the vitamins are made for a 160-pound male.
Oh,
so anytime you're taking vitamins, you have to take that in consideration. So if your dose for a vitamin is take four of these during the day and it's for a 160-pound male and you're 90 pounds, you take one.
Right.
You know, so you have to figure that out. So there's a lot of things in the book that will, there's herbs in the book that you can take and cook with, and different kinds of vitamins that will help with different kinds of things. But each thing is different, and that's a like a whole subject. You know?
Right, right, a whole different subject. You also talk, you actually do have a lot of visualization exercises in your book, and are they really powerful?
Yeah. Because using the mind-body connection, everybody's heard of that, but many people don't know exactly what that is. So using the mind-body connection, visualization uses positive images over a period of time to accomplish your weight loss. And the mental form of the mind is emotion, right? And emotion produces a feeling that turns into a physical sensation. So, for example, if you go to the movies and there's a horror picture coming in, you see it, you get afraid, and you have goosebumps. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's how a thought turns into an emotion that has a physical sensation. So visualization works like that. So visualization uses positive images that produces positive feelings like commitment to weight loss, that turns into physical sensations that helps your body to get rid of the fat and maintain the weight loss. So it's a right-left brain connection. That's what it is. The left logical brain keeps you ABC, and the right is the one that understands what you need to do. And so when you balance that brain, it allows access so that your right side of the brain can take over and accomplish what you want. Because you are what you think, so your body responds to you are what you think. So visualization puts your intention to work. So if you say, I want to lose weight, then that's, you know, and you have a positive emotion and you're using positive information and positive images to help you maintain that, then your body responds.
Do you have audio programs of visualization exercises?
I'm going to have, I have several books on that, and then I do have, I'm having the audiobook later on this month.
Oh, so, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
so right. That will have everything in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, because for a lot of people, it's easier to listen than it is to read
right. Through
visualizations. Okay, well, we will be back with more Linda McKenzie right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Thank you. We are back with more Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Linda McKenzie, and we are talking about her new book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. So welcome back, Linda. And I want to, I'm sure you've had a lot of success stories with this type of approach to weight loss. Can you share a couple with us?
Actually, I'll share the, most people lose about 10 to 15 pounds in 6 weeks because it takes 6 weeks to break a habit.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you use this program for 6 weeks or more. You know, you can use it as much as you can. So there was a guy that he wanted to lose. The very first thing when I was writing the book, and actually even doing the tapes back then, I was writing the book and I was, of course, doing the visualizations and doing all of this. And I was at a restaurant, and I was sitting there going, and all of a sudden I went and grabbed water. And I never really drink water when I eat, you know, but I was drinking water. And I all of a sudden realized that the visualization says when you've had enough food, you will automatically stop and take a sip of water. Okay, so the visualization trains your mind so that, and I was sitting there going, oh my goodness, I'm hypnotizing myself, and I wasn't even trying to do it. So I lost 10 pounds doing the book. Uh-huh. And I didn't need to lose any weight.
Yeah.
So it was really funny. But the biggest story was this guy, he lost 100 pounds in
Ooh.
3 months without dieting, without changing anything, because it helps you get motivated for exercise. You figure out what exercise is right for you, what your body needs. It helps you think thin. It helps you to eliminate cravings. This book does everything. It really, really does. And the program is really easy to use. You do all the visualizations in order once, right? You do the whole book.
Okay.
And then whatever you need on a daily basis, you choose the right visualization. For example, you want to make sure you're choosing the right foods for the day. So in the morning, you'll do that visualization. Or you feel like you need to get exercise because you don't feel like exercising. So you do the exercise motivation visualization. And then you do one thinking thin and one stress-relieving meditation. And it's best to do it like in the morning and then in the evening before bed. And for most people, it should take less than 30 minutes a day to help you successfully lose your weight and keep it off.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And so where can people find your book? And I know you have lots of others. The Symbols of You is just, you know, just
yeah,
so that's amazing.
That's a great book. Yeah.
Yeah, where can we find out more?
Well, we can get it at Amazon.com and Target, Barnes & Noble. Symbols of You is actually already in Walmart, and I'm pretty sure they're going to pick up the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program, too. And any bookstore, you can get it. I'm all listed in that. And it's just out. It's less than a month old.
Right,
you know? So you can get it on Amazon and all that. And if they want a signed copy, they can email me at linda@lindamckenzie.net. And that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, lindamckenzie.net. And, you know, you can go to my store on my website, lindamckenzie.net, and then get one, and I'll do a personal inscription for them.
Oh, that's really nice. Well, I know that you have more books in you, and so what's the next one going to be about?
Well, the next one, when I started the radio network 22 years ago, I had already had 3 books out and 7 audio tapes and a video. And so I was a very big producer because my whole life is trying to give people positive tools so that they can navigate life and have a better life. And that's what I live for. And so, you know, I already had a lot of books written, but I haven't, you know, as you know, because you have many books out, it takes some time to promote the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never really had the time. But now that I'm going to be 75, I said, you know, if I don't get these books out, they may never get out. So
right.
I'm trying to do 1 or 2 a year. So the very next one is going to, hopefully, is one of my heartfelt ones, and it's called Kaleidoscope World, and it's Randy and Amanda Adventures in Kaleidoscope World. I actually wrote the book and tested it with my daughter's third grade class, chapter by chapter, and it teaches children how to transcend fear, how to stop fear, and how to stay positive. It illuminates it's really a wonderful story. And I had written a script, and it got picked up 10 times from Universal. Sesame Street wanted it, everything, but nobody ever kind of did it. So I'm going to do the book, and I've wrote 12 songs for it, and I'm trying to get the CD made right now, and with different singers, because I used to sing many years ago. I got awarded a contract with Columbia Records when I was 18, but the promoter went with the contract. And, you know, this was before the Me Too movement, which, you know,
right.
And so my Me Too was, no, I'm not doing it, and I'm not going with you. So I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So, you know, that Me Too has been around for a long time.
Okay. So this this is a book for children.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
But it's also triple generation because, you know, parents and grandparents will love this book because they'll see themselves in it, and it actually shows you what you are doing to stop positive thought. I remember doing the script and doing a script reading, and I had all these people from aerospace, and I picked them. One that was not, who was too logical, and one of the things to stop positive thought is you're too logical. You have to use your intuition. So what I did was I picked all these different people that had these problems, and I said, come on over, I'll make a lasagna and read the script so I can hear how it sounds.
Right.
And they all picked up that they had those problems, and they corrected them. So it's not just for kids, you know.
Right, right. That's awesome. Well, I know you have some get-togethers, and you have a couple coming up, and I might come to the one on the 18th if I can clear my
schedule. Oh, that'd be great,
schedule.
Yeah.
And so,
I've been doing a lot of classes. I just finished one with infinity.org, infinityfoundation.org. That was a three-part class, and I'm doing another one in July. I'm doing a lot of psychic fairs. If you want to see where I'm at and what interviews and things what I'm doing, you can visit my website, lyndamckenzie.net, and look under events, and it'll show everything I'm doing. And, you know, I do free readings on my show. And the one on the 18th is a psychic soiree, and what we do is you come and you get a one-question reading, and it's limited to 12 people because I'll tell you why in a minute. And we do a meditation, and I usually do some kind of thing. Like last month we did a cutting away ceremony, a Native American cutting away ceremony, where if you have a problem, you think about it, and you there's a ritual that you do, and you cut that and lose it and burn it in the fireplace, and all that stuff goes away, and then you're clear to move on. So I try and do that. And then I cook organic, wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free meal with wine and desserts and whatever. And it's limited to 12 people because I can't cook for more than 12.
I've been to one before. You're a very good cook.
Yeah.
What about the one you had on the past life regression?
Oh, well, I wasn't going to do anything, you know, and then all these people from the soiree said, can you do a past life regression? You know, I've been a hypnotherapist for many years,
right.
And so I said, okay, so we're February 3rd, which I'm going to be doing a past life regression thing, but I do it a little different than most people. And, you know, if you have a problem from a past life, I'm in there with you psychically, and you don't have to go through the pain or anything. I make you a witness, and I'll go fight the stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And so
lots of things happen in here these days.
Yeah. I mean, how do we keep up with you?
I can't keep up with me. You
know? Okay. So please give us your website again.
It's lyndamckenzie.net. M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. And thank you so much, Sharky, for having me on.
Oh, well, thank you for being on. Like I said, I'm truly honored, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I'll see you in yoga in a little while.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkeysArtman.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
We are back with more Pep Talk, and it's time for Shark to Heart. And here we are, the start of February, and boy, do we have some weather coming at us. The Pineapple Express, atmospheric rivers, and bomb cyclones are in the forecast for next week. And we got a little taste of it yesterday. My goodness. While driving to my class in the morning on Pacific Coast Highway, it was downright scary. There's three lanes, and sometimes there's parking in the right lane, but, you know, during rush hour, there isn't. And so a lot of times people use it like a passing lane on the right. And so, and it was raining like mad, and people were speeding past on the right to get to work. And then they would hit a huge puddle, and the water sprayed over all the cars on the left. I couldn't even see. It happened so often. It was just so darn right scary. And I know they were just trying to get to work, but it was madness. It was crazy. And next week is supposed to be worse. And so, and, you know, here in Southern California, we really don't respect the weather like we should. And it shows. We are terrible drivers. Also, last night, my husband thought someone was throwing rocks at our window, and he went outside to yell at them to stop, and he was granted by a bunch of hail. So, and next week's supposed to be, so I guess we have to be ready for anything, and they're telling people not to drive. Yes, please, don't drive. And the spring semester at the college is starting up in a few days. And I'm back. I usually don't teach in the spring, but I'm back teaching yoga for health and fitness and excited to meet my new students. I also get a little scared. Every once in a while, I have a nightmare that I walk in and they all have animal heads. They're all animals. So I haven't had that dream in a while. So hopefully everything will turn out okay. And I put this course in our curriculum over 20 years ago, and I never thought I would be a yoga teacher or even do yoga, but I love introducing yoga to people who have never tried it before. Well, I remember back at my first class, one of my students said, Mrs. Hartman, there's a yoga studio opening up in Hermosa Beach, and I want to go. Do you want to go with me? And, no, yoga's not for me. I always thought it was just for super flexible people who floated on clouds. And I just, you know, I was an athlete, coach, and I just thought, no. And she goes, well, the first class is free. And so just try it. I mean, it's really close. And so I said, oh, okay. And so I went, and boy, was I surprised. I walk in, and I wasn't used to a yoga environment. They had all this incense, and like it looked like clouds were up on the ceiling, and this weird music. And And this woman came in, introduced herself, and wanted to know who was new. And, of course, that was me. I was in the back. She goes, just do what you can. And if you get tired, just get into child's pose. And she showed it. And I go, no way am I going to get into a pose that looks like something you assumed during an earthquake drill. And so I was really kind of nasty. And then she proceeded with the class, and I thought, no, this is going to be really easy. But guess what? It was not easy. And I have always, you know, just thought that I could do anything I wanted to physically. But I was having trouble. And other people were just moving effortlessly in and out of these poses, and I couldn't keep up with them. And then the balancing came, and oh my gosh, I've never done balancing before. And I actually, you know, kind of fell over a little bit to the right and almost knocked into the person next to me. So basically, I was terrible. But at the end of the class, we were lying down in this pose called Shavasana, which looks like you're dead on your back. She says, just breathe and try not to move. Well, my body was shaking, and finally I just relaxed, and just a wave of calm fell over me that I'd never experienced before. Just, I was relaxed, my muscles were relaxed, and I just thought, oh, okay, this is, I think I like this. So I continued to go to class and then continued to, you know, go beyond and get certified. I went through 3 training programs, and my toughest trainer was Baron Baptiste, who used to be the athletic trainer for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he was the toughest coach, but he was a trainer, that I have ever had, and he was the best. And I went to a couple of his workshops. One was in Tulum, where we did his practices for 16 hours a day, where we were on a diet that had no meat, no dairy, no fast food, no caffeine, no alcohol. And I'm going, I don't know if I can get through this. I don't know if I can survive. Plus, I got stung by a bunch of bugs when I was there. But when I went back, because I had just put yoga in the curriculum and I wanted to be ready, and boy, was I ready. I could teach yoga in my sleep when I started that class. And since then, the classes have done really, really well. I mean, the students, I mean, it's their chance to get away from all the stresses, the outside environments. And when I tell them when they come to the class, I just leave everything outside and just come in. This is your time for you. And you can't be on your phone. Just leave it on the side. And I think it's just really, besides being, it's a fitness class, and so we do all the components of fitness. We do strength, we do flexibility, we do cardio, and so it is, you know, designed to improve both your fitness and your health. And we do testing at the start of the semester and at the end of the semester, and my students are always surprised at how much they've improved. And I think the one that they all improve in the most is their stress symptomology. We do an assessment for some of the symptoms that are usually caused by stress. And there's over 70 of them that can be caused by stress. And they check them off, the ones and how often. And by the end of the semester, the score is almost half of what it was at the start of the semester. And so that's 16 weeks. And so my goal for my students, besides getting a good grade in the class, is that they continue to do yoga on their own. Maybe take classes, maybe try other things. There's so many different types of yoga out there. There's something for everybody. There really is. And I don't make my students strike the perfect pose. We're all different. I just want them to try their best and enjoy the class. I mean, that is what I think yoga is all about. I don't think that yoga is for you. I think yoga is for you, but you don't have to be for yoga. And there's a style that all of us, you know, will gravitate towards if we research it. The only one I wouldn't be interested is goat yoga. Basically, I don't want a goat next to me or on my back when I'm trying to hold a plank pose. So, but there's lots of different types out there, and whatever works. So, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to meet my students. I'm excited. So, yeah, that's coming up soon. And we are now in the second month of a new year. And most of us have already dumped our New Year's resolutions. And if your resolution was to lose weight, I highly recommend Linda McKenzie's book, which we talked about, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. And you can get that on Amazon. And I also have a simple resolution for me this year, and I've mentioned it before. It's real simple. Eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure. It's fun and doesn't require any recording. So, happy February, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Thanks so much for joining us today, and to my special guest, Linda McKenzie. Again, if you want to check out her books or services, go to Linda McKenzie, LindaMckenzie.net. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.